Boston Mayor Marty Walsh has chosen his candidate to take over one of the city's most challenging jobs, school superintendent. Laura Peril, head of the Boston-based education nonprofit EdVestors, could take over as interim superintendent after a school committee vote on Monday. Boston Superintendent Tommy Chang announced his resignation last week. So just who is Laura Peril? WBUR's Carrie Young has been looking into it, and she joins us now. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
So tell us about Laura Peril.
Well, Peril is somewhat of an unusual choice from what I've been hearing. Typically, the district will bring in someone who is already inside the district to take this type of position, or someone who may have retired from a leadership position. But otherwise, Laura Peril is a parent. She's had two kids make it through and graduate from the BPS system. She's also been a part of several city committees, including the 2015 search committee for the superintendent, which ultimately ended up being Tommy Chang. And she's also been working with a nonprofit known as EdVestors for the last 15 years.
So what does EdVestors do?
EdVestors is a school improvement organization, and that means a couple of things. They give grants to schools to try out some experimental policies. They're also known for their work in expanding access to arts education within the Boston public school system, and they do have a wide range of financial supporters. According to their website, there are business groups that support them, from the JetBlue Foundation to Microsoft, and then some of their top support comes from groups that have also funded the 2016 ballot question to increase the cap on charter schools. That includes the Barr Foundation and the Klarman Family Foundation.
Now, Mayor Walsh and School Committee Chair Michael LeCanto say she's a proven leader with a strong track record of getting things done. What are you hearing from other school leaders and officials in the city?
Many of them are telling me that she is already really well connected within the district. She knows the union officials, she knows the headmasters, other stakeholders like parent groups. The common theme that I'm hearing from everybody is that she knows how to work well with others. One of the folks that told me that was the Boston Teachers Union. I spoke with the president, Jessica Tang.
She has, I think, a reputation for being very collaborative and thoughtful in terms of working with schools and knowing that it's really important, for example, that teachers have a voice.
Now, the teachers union contract is ending on August 31st, so there may be some negotiating going on there. That depends, though, when Superintendent Chang's last day will end up being. A lot of those details will end up being decided on Monday when the school committee meets.
Anyone have any concerns, particularly because this is such an unusual choice?
Well, most of the feedback that I've been hearing has been pretty positive about Laura Peril. There are a few concerns, though, coming from a couple of different parties. I did speak with Paul Grogan with the Boston Foundation. He says it could be, as he put it, a slight risk with this choice that she doesn't have experience running a large organization. Here's what he has to say.
The Boston Public Schools is a huge, very difficult bureaucracy to manage. So that's going to be a challenge, and hopefully she will get help from the inside.
Now, parent groups have also expressed a little bit of concern as well that Peril doesn't have any experience within the classroom, any teaching experience or leadership experience within an actual school. I spoke with Laura McManus-Vincent of the grassroots parent group Quality Education for Every Student, or QEST.
We think it's important that any superintendent be a seasoned, experienced educator and leader in order to be a leader of our teachers and our students.
Now, Carrie, as we said, this is interim, which means temporary position. So how much can Laura Peril do? How significant is this?
Well, you're right. Interim means it is temporary, though that temporary can be a significant amount of time. The previous interim superintendent, John McDonough, held the position for 2 years while they searched for the permanent solution there. The question of how much Laura Peril might be able to do or what her priorities are, we still have not spoken with her. But one person I did speak with, one of Peril's co-workers, Marinelle Ruminier, she says that Peril knows the district's challenges and priorities well and will be able to make significant progress on them, she believes.
I know Laura wouldn't have entertained this conversation with the mayor and the school committee if it were a caretaker role. She's committed to moving the system forward.
Now, the school committee is expected to vote on Monday. We're also on Monday expecting to hear more about the final details of Tommy Chang's last day and other departing details.
All right. WBUR Edify reporter Carrie Young, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
We should say Radio Boston will be speaking with Laura Peril this afternoon at 3:00.